From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in here on After Hours, 610 Sports Radio, Kristen Ocero, James Howell, getting into some Chiefs talk here. Chiefs training camp underway, started for the entire team on Sunday. It's been really exciting looking at all, you know, seeing all the updates coming out about practice, seeing the highlights pop up on Twitter from all the fans that are there. And I mean, it's seriously like some of those throws that Mahomes are making, the no looks, you know, he had that one, what was it on a Monday where he's rolling out to his left. And then he does the thing he did all the time his first year as a starter. We just completely turns his body from left to right and just throws down the field. And he was able to catch Xavier Worthy on one of those and had a 60-yard touchdown or something like that. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And
he was
no-look.
He was really excited. Yeah, he had the no-look there. It was really great stuff.
Yeah.
But if you check out a lot of the discourse with, like, local sports media here, I kind of feel like people are kind of running out of things to talk about as far as problems with the Chiefs go. Like, I don't know how many times I've heard people on here. I've seen people on different websites talk about, like, the issues the Chiefs have, and they seem like non-issues to me. Like, the people out here talking about the third running back situation for the Chiefs. Like, I'll tell you this, man. I've been watching the Chiefs for 31 years now, and I cannot recall ever in the time I've watched the team where anybody even had any remote talking points about the third running back, unless it was Isaiah Pacheco might be a starter. That's what it was. Like 2 years ago, the only talking point we had about the third running back was Isaiah Pacheco might end up being a starter because he was running with the ones 2 years ago as a seventh round rookie. Sure. That was the only time I think I've ever heard of third string running back being talked about.
Yeah, or maybe some like camp darling, like I don't know.
Like, yeah, like a generic, maybe like a generic prince or someone like. But even then, like, it was never anything where it's like we're worried about it.
Yeah,
because I've been hearing a lot of I'm worried about who the third running back is going to be on the Chiefs roster. Like if that's the problem. It sounds to me like you don't have a problem.
Right.
Well, I think there's some points of concern with the team. I do think there's some issues where it's like, I'm not 100% confident in it. But I don't think there's anything on the team that I'm worried about. Like 2 years ago, there was real concern about the defense, real concern about the pass rush, because you got rid of some guys on your roster, and you brought in a rookie in George Karloftis, and he fell. So there was a lot of concern. Oh, why did he fall? This was a guy that was supposed to go top 15. He fell to 30. What about Trent McDuffie? Is Trent McDuffie going to come in and handle the load? Because the Chiefs at that point hadn't made a big concerted effort to go and get corners.
Right.
So there were real concerns 2 years ago. Last year, you had the situation with Chris Jones, and that dominated all of training camp because he held out. He held out for game one against the Lions. And so that was a big storyline. But the big issue right now, third running back, left tackle, maybe corner. Like, that's a talking point. I don't know if it's a big issue, but it's a talking point, is corner. I feel like the Chiefs really kind of have a lot of first world problems. Like,
sure,
running back is a situation I'm not concerned about at all. I don't care who the third running back is. Like, I'll tell you this, I'll be completely, I do not care. If it's Denaric Prince, cool. They did you know, this week start put Kadarius Toney back there as a running hybrid running back wide receiver.
I love that.
I'm fine with it because I don't want him catching passes. I don't. Like I'm done. I'm done with him going out there and catching passes. I'm finished with unless it's a screen pass. I don't want Kadarius catching a pass.
Yeah.
Like if
he's done lost his trust.
Yes. If it's a screen, if it's a bubble screen, if it's any type of pass where he's catching it behind the line of scrimmage, I'm cool. If he has to go across the middle, I'm worried.
I'm terrified.
I'm worried.
Not just worried. I'm
7 yards. 7 yards turnaround. I'm worried.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the post route.
Look, I trust my 9-year-old son more than I trust Kadarius Toney.
I'm worried. I'm fine with him in that. And like again, your third running back. How? I mean, if you are at a point where you're relying on running back number three to be the catalyst for your run game, you're down bad. Like, that's just how it is.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I know, like I said, I've said this throughout the offseason. The biggest concern I think you have is at left tackle. But I don't know if that's a concern. And the reason why is because the Chiefs don't really seem to think it's a concern.
They're not worried about it.
Because they could have gone and got David Bakhtiari, mm-hmm. former left tackle for the Packers. They could have gone out and brought back Donovan Smith, who helped them win the Super Bowl last year at left tackle. They decided, no, we're going to draft a guy in the second round at left tackle. And we're going to take the guy that we drafted in the third round, moved him from right tackle to left tackle, and we're going to have them compete for that spot. And I don't know if either of these guys are going to be good. I can't tell you that. I haven't watched them in the offseason. I haven't seen any of their training camp stuff, so I can't tell you the level of improvement that they've made. They both have issues. Wandé Morris, lot of length, very long. Coaches love guys with his level of length, mm-hmm. but he has some issues with speed rushes. He gets beat. He got beaten in the time that he was on the field last year. You know, you hit him with a good spin move or a good rip move, you're going to get around
him.
Some
vulnerabilities.
You're going to get around him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but he's a mauler in the run game. Mm-hmm. He's a mauler in the run game. He showed that last year. And then you got Kingsley Suamataia. He is not quite as long, but he's way more athletic, and you can do some things with him that you can't do with Wanye. But he also has some concerns with his ability to defend the pass rush, mainly speed rushing as well. He moved over from the right side to the left side last year when he was at BYU, mm-hmm. and he had some issues with that. And it's inexperience. He's young, so I'm not going to hold that against him, but he did have some issues. And this is going to be crucial here. These snaps that they're getting in practice, the snaps that they get in preseason are going to be very important. But if the Chiefs really felt like it was that much of a problem, they would not have decided to go into camp with just those two guys.
And just a reminder that left tackle is such a crucial position that I feel like Brett Veach and Andy Reid, they're not going to take chances on that.
Yeah.
He's protecting our boys' blind side. So if they feel as if, you know, we don't have any issues with, they feel comfortable with the guys that we have with Kingsley and Wanye, then I'm down with it. You know, and Brett Veach, I trust.
Yeah, and that's my mindset with this too. The Chiefs are a kind of team that when they have a big problem, they address it seriously. When they had an sure. offensive line problem after 20, they completely overhauled the offensive line. Mm-hmm. When they had an issue with their defense, with their defensive line, and with their secondary in 22, revamped their entire defense.
Mm. Yeah.
And they had an issue at wide receiver this offseason, revamped the entire wide receiving core. They take care of their problems.
Yeah, they hit it hard.
And I'm not saying that there's no chance that it could blow up in their face here. It could. It could very well blow up in their face. Everything could completely fall apart, and Wanye and Kingsley both don't play very well, and then they got to sign somebody off the streets like Donovan or something and figure something out. They could do that, or they could just scheme around it. A lot more 12, 13 personnel. You figure it out. But I think the fact that they did not make that emergency left tackle signing, which I think we all thought was a possibility after the draft. The fact that they didn't tells me that they seem to be pretty confident with what they have. And I think after winning 3 Super Bowls in 5 years, I think you earned the benefit of the doubt. Yes, I'm not 100% comfortable. I'm going to be watching those guys when they get their reps preseason game number 1, but I'm not sweating right now.
Yes, sir.
I might be sweating in a couple weeks after game 1 and we get to see them a little bit and it's like, oh, yeah, there's some issues there. But right now, I think I'm all right.
I feel more confident about this team than I think I ever have. I just
certainly during this regime.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. That, for me, it's
for
that.
Sure.
This is the most confident I've been in a Chiefs team probably the entire Mahomes era.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't see very many holes. I mean, it was like you were saying, we had offensive line issues, and then we had quarterback issues, and then Tyreek Hill left, and then it was the running or the wide receivers. What's the issue this year? Is it Mahomes' dad bod? Is that what we're getting to?
I don't really think there's any major issues. I said this at the beginning of the segment. When we're talking about third string running back as a problem, that's how you know you don't really have that many problems. That to me, that's like when you're watching YouTube and it starts buffering in the middle of the video. That's the kind of problem that right now I think the Chiefs have. It's that kind of a problem to me.
Great, great analogy.
Coming up next, I'm going to tell you why the college football playoff expansion is the best thing to happen to the sport.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.